We've got Lord Central Catholic and Guardian Angel Central Catholic on the KMA Extreme Thursday night Nebraska Class D1 playoff opener. And we're talking now with Rick Nordhuis, head coach at Lord Central Catholic. Coach, anytime you can end your season in the playoffs, obviously a sign you've had a good year. How are we feeling as we get ready for the upcoming postseason?
Yeah, we're excited. This is a great opportunity to extend our season and play a little more football. Happy for our seniors to get this opportunity and looking forward to it.
You look back at, you know, your regular season finale, a tough game with a really good Johnson-Brock team. I know that game didn't go the way you guys wanted to, but it was a competitive game against another playoff-bound team. What can you guys learn and take away from that game that might help you as we get into the postseason?
Yeah, we had a couple turnovers that kind of hurt us a little bit. I think we weren't as opportunistic as we should have been. We had a chance to score right before half, and we didn't execute on a few plays. I talked to the kids about the little details, and every play counts, and we can't afford to take a play off. All those coachisms you hear, they are so true for us and for any other team for that matter. We just need to pay attention to little details.
Still a lot to like from what you guys have done throughout the season. What do you feel good about heading into the playoffs?
I feel good about the fact that we can still run the ball. And any coach that tells you that you don't have to run the ball to be successful, I think is not being honest with themselves. You have to be able to run the ball. And, again, we were able to do that for the most part against Johnson-Brock. We were in position to score right at the end of the game there to tie it. Just didn't execute, so I feel good about that. We're healthy, knock on wood. We've got everybody that we started with for the most part. All of our starters are still playing. So we have a lot of things to feel good about.
Yeah, it seems like most coaches will tell you that the most important things when you get to the postseason, running the football, defense, special teams. You touched on the ground game. How do you feel those other categories?
Yeah, defensively, we've had some shining moments this year. We've had some that were kind of like, what's going on here? Trying to find ourselves a little bit. And I thought we played fairly well off defensively against Johnson. We forced them. I think they had to punt four times. We held them on a first and goal. So we're playing pretty good defense, kind of a bend, don't break mentality. Special teams, we've got two pretty good kickers. I think we're a threat. If somebody has to punt or kick to us and they don't kick it in the end zone, we are a threat to possibly take it to the house. So we've got a lot of good things there in all three phases of the game.
Now, looking to the matchup Thursday night, Guardian Angel Central Catholic, the opponent, what do you know about them? What are the initial thoughts on this matchup?
Well, they remind us of quite a bit of maybe not so much us in that they don't line up in the I formation double tight that often, but they line up in a wing. But they like to run the ball. Their quarterback is probably their primary runner. They don't throw the ball out a lot. They'll run tight ends. They have a pretty good receiver, averages about 40 some yards a game. I think two of them averaged over 45 yards a game. So that means they can throw the ball for at least 100 yards a game. I feel like if we can shut their running game down, they're in a place where they're not very comfortable. So, defensively they play, multiple fronts. We have seen multiple fronts all year long. So, we're not seeing really anything that we haven't seen already.
When it comes to going against what they do offensively, like you said, they want to run the football. I think they've only thrown the ball an average of about 12 times per game this year. What will you guys have to do on the defensive end?
Just be tough up front. We need to play low up front and man our gaps. And a couple times Friday night, defensive linemen were getting pushed backwards. We can't afford to do that. We need to hold our line, and we might have to do some different stunts and penetrations, different things like that. But for the most part, we just got to be physical football team up front, and that's going to help us.
How about on the offensive end? Where will you guys have to have your successes?
I think we're going to do what we do. We're going to run our toss. We're going to run our ISO, our counter. We'll run the jet sweep. We're comfortable in that. We ran the toss in the fourth quarter against Johnson, and we had a 70-yard run, another one for 20 yards, and put us kind of in position for that last touchdown. We like that play. The kids are confident in it. We can go either direction with it, but we can also run between the tackles. We can run some option, and we had some success with our jet, some counter with quarterback run. We're just going to do what we do. I think our kids have bought into it, and they're comfortable with it.
That's Rick Nordhues, head football coach at Lord Central Catholic. Coach, appreciate the time today, and best of luck on Thursday.
Thanks a lot, Trevor. Appreciate it.